best thing to ever happen to her.
A former Republican congressman is saying the nation might be better off if Democrats were to win back the U.S. House in next year's midterm election. He says it would keep President Trump in check. Talking to MSNBC, Florida's David Jolly says,
"We know the danger that President Trump has created, and it is newsworthy that there are Republicans wrestling with whether or not there needs to be a greater check on his power than Republicans on Capitol Hill are currently providing."
Firefighters finally gaining control over more of the fires in Northern California. The death toll stands at 42. This is USA Radio News.
Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
"Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God."
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
"Do you believe that God hears?"
"God always answers prayers."
Jerry Falwell Jr. says "Let There Be Light" offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
The Florida governor has issued an emergency declaration in advance of a controversial speaker's appearance. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
The Florida Governor Rick Scott saying law enforcement officers will be ready to respond when white nationalist Richard Spencer delivers a speech at the University of Florida on Thursday. The executive order will allow the state to provide direct assistance to local law enforcement during Spencer's speech in Gainesville, and that includes the National Guard if needed. Scott also issuing a statement saying that while everyone has a right to voice their opinion, public safety will be the top priority, and there will be zero tolerance for violence. I'm Chris Barnes.
The negotiation for Britain's departure from the European Union is heating up. More from USA Radio's Jason Wirt.
European diplomats are meeting in Luxembourg today. They're starting to negotiate the terms of Britain's departure from the European Union. The meetings begin one day after the EU and Britain agreed negotiations needed to be, quote, accelerated. The EU is demanding progress on so-called divorce issues around Britain's exit, including a financial settlement, citizens' rights, and the status of the border between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. I'm Jason Wirt.
The Dow Jones closed at a record high of 22,997.44, up 40.48, flirting with 23,000. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod Williams Stoll.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Okay, you hear it all the time. You should eat better. Well, what does that really mean? We're going to take you step by step through the science of good nutrition as it pertains to healthy aging. I want to start first with what happens with people as they age, because this is huge. If you are
especially if you're 50 or over, this really pertains to you. People who start the aging process actually have changes in their taste buds. So they don't taste salt as much and they don't taste sweets as much. So they want something super sweet and super salty because they think they need it to satisfy their hunger. And this is a problem. I mean, it's a problem in restaurants. They think that, you know, they got to satisfy every customer. So they're injecting those steaks with butter and salt and things are heavily salted.
Of course, this leads to more high blood pressure and more diabetes. I suppose this was some sort of evolutionary strategy in the past when people didn't have much food. They would try and retain these type of foods so they could live longer. But now it just backfires and causes more disease.
Well, just you bring up a good point. Does nature even know what to do with us when we live longer on the taste buds and such? I mean, if we
because keep, now there's options, whereas a long time ago, you just had the same.
Didn't have as stuff. Many options, right. And we didn't live as long. So you could kind of keep pushing it. And gets back to what we've talked about before is you have to change. And the science is starting to fill in the blanks of, you know, what's important at certain stages of your life. I'll throw a red herring. We talk about hormones and how important they are. They are up to a point. At some point, and it's way down the road, 70s, 80s or past, you don't need the hormones. The studies actually show that if the hormones are lower, you do better and survive longer. So, you know, it's,
yeah, when you're 70 and 80.
Right. But
so
but
when
if
you're 50
you,
and 60 or 40
no,
and 50 and
but
60.
But let's move forward another 10, 15 years. I've got some patients that'll be in those age categories, and we may start kind of backing off. You know, you don't need that person to have the levels perhaps of a 50 or 60-year-old. Nutrition's the kind of same thing. We've talked about how fat becomes more important as we age.
Mm-hmm.
Good
for the brain.
Fat, good mm-hmm. fats.
Like avocados, nuts.
Right, for brain health. It's important all the time, but it even takes on greater importance. So science is starting to fill in those gaps and give us some guidance on what's important nutritionally as we age.
Well, people who age tend to eat, let's just kind of take an average person who doesn't have kids at home anymore. And they go to the grocery store, they stock up on frozen foods and canned foods and things, processed and convenient things, and then they don't go back to the store for several weeks, maybe even a month. But they're not getting that nutrition because the raw fruits and vegetables are so important. That's where you're going to get the biggest bang for your buck nutritionally. And even the fiber. I mean, once you start canning stuff and such, it doesn't break down the same way in your body the way it would if you were eating it just raw.
See, I get to play the kind of the liberal card here is a lot okay. of people don't have the resources nor the access to fresh veggies all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to
grow
go
a garden.
They have to go with what's there. So I mean, there are strategies to help them out. I mean, frozen can be nearly just as nutritious. They flash freeze the stuff.
Flash
these
frozen
days.
Food is better than canned.
Right. So yeah. You can get frozen. So, I mean, it's educating people and saying, okay, I get it. You know, getting to the store is a problem.
Steam it, don't boil it.
Right. You know, get the frozen, steam it. You know, you can use things like canned tuna. So you can use canned or if you really want to be, you get the bagged tuna. And I mean, there's ways to get, you know, fresh fish, fresh chicken without or better, not fresh, but things. So it's a matter of educating a lot of the population because they don't have a corner grocer that's got a veggie section that's stocked.
Yeah, or they don't have a way to get there. A lot of people
way
need,
to get there
yeah.
or, you know, I mean, there's a lot of folks that are dependent on their one good meal a day is Meals on Wheels. Mm-hmm. And they always try to make sure they give them a nice balanced meal.
You know, we always try to encourage the elderly to stay in their home. But there are some unique things where they would do better at an assisted living center. So, for example, they want to cook for themselves, but they forget to turn the stove off. Well, that's a very dangerous situation. Or they're a widow or a widower and they're by themselves. It's hard to cook for yourself. You have a lack of that social interaction. And lastly, we need to remember a lot of the elderly have bad teeth. They have bad dentition. It's hard for them to eat the healthier foods. So these are all unique situations that need to be attended to.
That's why juicing is so popular in the I would say it's popular in all the different age groups, but it's really popular in the elderly because they can then get the nutrition that they need. But we can't talk about food and nutrition without talking about prebiotics and probiotics. So just for the listener that may not have heard what prebiotics are. So prebiotics are basically the plant fibers that your body needs because the little probiotics or the little microorganisms that live in your gut need food. And so these prebiotics, which are plant fibers that don't fully digest in the human body, go all the way down into the gut, and then that's what the microorganisms live off of.
They nourish the bugs.
They nourish the bugs.
They're there to feed the bacteria.
Yeah. So that's like asparagus. There's a lot of these plants that and veggies that we can eat that are really good for this. And then, of course, we get into probiotics and so that's where you got your cheeses
recent study,
and your yogurts.
I see Dr. Gammon, I'm sure, has heard of this because he's always on top of everything. Acid reflux. Vegetarian diet, 63% resolution of symptoms.
Wow.
Medications, PPIs, omeprazole, mm-hmm. et cetera, 53% resolution
well,
of symptoms.
There you have it.
Did you see that study? No. No. But yeah. So
the one he wasn't on top of.
Yeah. But they you know, so diet, I mean, they back to the bugs in the gut. So a lot of these folks have acid reflux. Well, you know, it could be nutritional deficient that they're not eating the right things. It's mm-hmm. adding to their reflux.
Man, yeah. that's and you think it all goes down to the bugs too?
Yes. And so yeah. it's the eat those veggies. They're nourishing the good bacteria in their GI tract that then keep the bad guys suppressed, which through some mechanism yet unknown are causing increased acid reflux symptoms.
You know, the other thing about nutrition as we age is the great importance of, again, hormones. For example, in men with testosterone, it helps prevent muscle mass loss and body loss named sarcopenia. And if you have muscles, then you can utilize these nutrients more efficiently. But if you have a lack of muscle mass, you're not going to get the full bang for your buck for these nutrients.
Well, we do a lot of micronutrient testing. We look for different nutrients, but there's micro and macronutrients that are important for that exactly what you're talking about, that keeping the strength and flexibility and such and preventing that sarcopenia, which is the depletion of the muscle mass. And this is where, and I'm going to give a little shameless plug, we have the Stay Young vitamin line, but we also have these Stay Young Prime Shakes, and they're really strong in micro and macronutrients, and we've seen some incredible things. I remember when you got sick, Walter, we had you on some of these shakes, and they absolutely helped. Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. It's the time we find something shocking in the news, or we're shocked that it made the news. And today, I thought I would just throw this out and talk to each of you about a study you may have seen recently. Anything interesting you've seen?
I already used mine. No fair.
Did you see anything interesting recently in the news?
Well, sitting for long periods of time it equals early death. We've discussed about this in other shows.
But that's not new news.
Well, it is. It's more and more studies are coming out that inactivity leads to early death, that it's worse than being obese. So those are the sort of studies that I'm seeing these days. And then, of course, there's more studies about hormones being beneficial, which, of course, we've known forever. So it's amazing that people are just discovering now how important hormones are.
All right. We're going to come back in just a minute. We're going to continue with our discussion on nutritional choices for healthy aging. If you haven't already done so, go to stayyoungamerica.com and follow us on Twitter at @StayYoungMedia.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited-time offer, and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
All right, this whole hour we're talking about nutrition and aging. So nutrition plays a huge role in not just how long we live, but the quality of those years. So that brings me right to the blue zones. And just for our listeners who may not be familiar with the blue zones are actually areas in the world where there people have certain lifestyles. And we're going to go through all of these blue zones and really talk about those things that they're doing, especially nutrition, right after this Immortal Minute.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, since we're talking about nutrition, we're going to talk about iron and its effect on cognitive function. And so researchers, and I love the name of this, from the Leibniz Institute on Aging and the Fritz Lippmann Institute in Jena, Germany, and Scuola, Pisa, Italy, found that it takes me half an hour to get through the names of where they do it. But anyway, found that this iron accumulation in the brain can lead to accelerated degenerative of brain functions, and that there is a microRNA that is also known to be a tumor suppressor to prevent cancer that helps basically clear out the iron. Anecdotally, and I need to go research it, I mean, there's a lot of people who believe that regular phlebotomy, just taking a little blood off, if you've heard of people doing this, I mean, go donate blood is the easiest, cheapest way to do that, is actually good. They'll tell you they feel better after they, you know, go donate a pint.
So bloodletting and leeches.
Yes.
Is where we're headed.
We're going backwards 500 years.
What about people that get iron infusions because their iron are low? Does that put them at higher risk?
Well, it goes back to kind of what we've been talking about, you know, variances during the aging process. Mm-hmm. And so early on, obviously, like pregnant women, women in general, because they have iron losses with menstruation, need to be more aggressive about replacing that iron loss. But then, you know, later in life, you know, women cease menstruation. They're not having the increased blood count from pregnancy and things like that. They probably don't need as much. Some people don't absorb as much iron. You strike that balance of you don't want to get them too low to where it's causing symptoms or putting them at risk. But you also don't need to necessarily have them iron overloaded. So, you know, there's a spectrum of disease. We get iron deficiency anemia, and then you have some genetic disorders where you get iron overload and it causes problems.
You know, it's
go
really,
see your doctor and get your
and get
labs
checked. Yeah,
all right.
That's what it all boils down to. All right, I want to talk about these blue zones. So this is where people are living over 100 and doing it quite well. There's a website called bluezones.com, and you really should go there because it's really fascinating. They talk about the research. They talk about these different areas, and they even have recipes that are good for you. But let's kind of go through these different areas and point out what's interesting about them.
Well, the first one is the Barbagia region of Sardinia in the Mediterranean. It's very mountainous highlands of inner Sardinia with the world's highest concentration of male centenarians. Of course, they eat very nutritiously, a mainly Mediterranean-type diet with a lot of fish. They're always active climbing those mountains.
Yeah.
And based on this statistic, there's fewer women.
What's interesting there is I happen to know that the males are taking new wives late into their 90s. So they may be frisky until they're 100.
But they have to import them.
I don't think they import them.
They just get them younger, right?
Yeah.
And then what about Greece? Greece has an area.
Well, and there's one of the areas of the lowest rates of middle-aged mortality and dementia. And we get back to that whole diet, and this is where the epigenetics kind of comes in, is, you know, this was the crossroads of the world two millennia ago where kind of got the mixing of the gene pool in Greece and Turkey and such, and you wonder how much of that is, I'd love to see some geneticists study that, if that has anything to do with it. It's interesting. You have places like that where there is probably a great mixing of genetic material, and then there's one down lower where you start talking about Okinawa, Japan, where there's very little mixing of genetic material. It's very isolated, mm-hmm. and they have one of the longevity.
And yeah, and then they're kind of the flip side because they have a lot of females too, right? That are older. And then the Seventh-day Adventists. Now, the Seventh-day Adventists, that's a religion, and they found that they have the highest, there's a high concentration of them in Loma Linda, but they have really, really incredible longevity. They live 10 years longer than their North American counterparts.
Why is that?
Well, they don't eat a lot of meat. They don't eat pork. They also, this is interesting, they take time off. They have a Sabbath, and they're very strict about the Sabbath. Like, if you go into, there's a town called Keene in Texas. If you go there, things shut down. I think it's Friday night. I think their Sabbath is Saturday.
And
so Friday night to Saturday night, nothing happens. And they rest, which, you know, we're not doing a lot of. They eat very healthy. I think they mostly eat a vegetarian diet. They might not eat any meat. I don't remember.
But, you know, Jewish people tend to have greater longevity mm-hmm. in general also, and they practice a lot of those same lifestyle behaviors that are based in their religious beliefs.
Yeah, yeah. And there
Sabbath.
Was It's true. Yeah, you know, there was another study. I didn't.
Catholics tried to mimic them with fish on Friday. It hadn't worked out so well.
That just reminded me of a funny joke, but I won't tell it. There's also the Mormons. They technically are there's a lot of studies that say they are about 7 years. So the Seventh-day Adventists are about 10 years longer. The Mormons average about 7 years longer. And I think part of that is they do the Sabbath, but they don't drink alcohol. And, let's see, what else?
They don't fast, smoke. Don't fast do alcohol. Once a month. They fast once a month.
Yeah.
Intermittent fasting has been shown to be very healthy.
You know, the other thing is, and this is with the Seventh-day Adventists and the Mormons, they're really big on family. So keeping that family unit together and having those family meals, I mean, it kind of goes back into nutrition there again, because you're sitting down at the table, you're making meals, you're not, you know, heating something up in the microwave. You know, it's kind of back to the basics. All right, so the Mediterranean diet. We talk a lot about the Mediterranean diet, but let's talk about what it is.
So it's mainly a plant-based diet, a lot of fruits, vegetables, hummus, grains, legumes, nuts. They use olive oil. They don't use butter. We know olive oil is one of the better oils.
Yeah, but if you heat it, it loses its nutritional value. Remember, we went to that olive oil tour.
Right. So, you know, having an olive oil dressing with your vegetables is very good. They don't spice with salt. They use different herbs. They eat a lot of fish and poultry, red meat no more than a few times a month, and they drink a little bit of red wine, not too much. People always say, isn't red wine healthy for you? And it's like, yeah, but it's a little bit now and then, not a bottle a day.
Yeah. And another thing about interesting about the Blue Zones is in most of these Blue Zones, their meat of choice is pork. They only have like 3 to 4 ounces, except Seventh-day Adventists don't. So they were kind of the outlier there. But in the Blue Zones, meat, they actually eat this only once a week. Not like once a meal or once a day, once a week. And the rest of the time, you know, they're eating things like fish and such. And we want to tell everybody, take the survey. Go to stayyoungamerica.com and take the survey. This helps us stay on in your area. Let's our syndicator know exactly who's listening and where they are. And follow us on Facebook, Stay Young Media Group. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the importance of a healthy gut biome and how much water you should be drinking.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is taking aim at a Florida congresswoman who claims the president told the widow of a U.S. soldier who was killed in Niger that he must have known what he signed up for. Democratic Congressman Frederica Wilson saying she was with the widow of the soldier when the president called and made the comment yesterday. Trump tweets this morning, "Democratic congresswoman totally fabricated what I said." Two judges now have blocked President Trump's latest attempt to ban travel to the United States by citizens of certain nations. Sharon Reed reports, yesterday a judge in Hawaii did so.
The U.S. District Court judge concluded the administration's ban does not work with federal immigration laws. The order came hours before the new directive was set to kick in at midnight.
Now this morning, a federal judge in Maryland has blocked parts of the order as well. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Money causes stress and uneasiness in our closest relationships, according to Bank of America's new Friends Again report. In fact, more than 50% of the population has seen a friendship end over money. And it is not always a lot of money that will cause a relationship rift. Nearly 40% of consumers say they would end a friendship over $100 or less. But there are ways we can salvage a relationship before it goes south over an IOU. Dr. Melanie Ross Mills, relationship expert.
Talking about money doesn't always have to be awkward. If you follow some simple tips, having an honest conversation is the best way to avoid these issues. Coordinate shared expenses in advance to avoid unexpected spending. Communicate openly with your friends about money owed and use mobile apps like the Bank of America app for a simple way to send, request, and receive money from friends, no matter where they bank.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/friendsagain.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
All right. You are what you eat. In this whole hour, we're talking about healthy nutrition for healthy aging. So let's go through some of the things that we should be eating and some of the things that we shouldn't be eating as we age. Number one, I mean, here's my soapbox. I'm just going to get on it. Stop the artificial sweeteners. Get rid of the diet drinks. Check your toothpaste. Everything you're eating that is sweet, look at it. Stop the artificial sweeteners because it's killing your gut biome. They're making you fat. They're just bad for you. We're one of the only countries that actually allows them. And that's a whole political conversation.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, you know, it's the old thing, give me a Big Mac and a Diet Coke. It doesn't work. I mean, diet drinks cause weight gain. And I've noticed a lot of people are addicted to the taste of aspartame. They see they're gaining weight, yet they keep drinking it. And they're not stupid people. They're very smart.
I agree.
Thank you, Dr. Anders.
Now, well, what about the microbiome? Let's talk a little bit about immunity, because a lot of people don't understand that the microbiome, the little bugs living in your gut, are 80% of your immune system.
The immune system in an adult is dominated by what's going on in the gut. And when the gut is inflamed or not functioning optimally, it can affect the whole body. I mean, it's the, you know, anxiety, depression, mood disorders. I mean, you know, Google up the search words gut biome and then put whatever disease state you want to in there. And there is research that will probably link some change in the gut. Recent one that I came upon that was published, I think, in 2013 or so, 2014, is actually showing that now we know it's not just a matter of the hormones that your body produces, but there are actually bacteria that will make human hormones. Okay, they're chemically the same. Testosterone, IGF-1. So, you know, you can have these good bacteria that are putting out, in addition to what your own body produces, that can increase the levels of those hormones. And we did a Mortal Minute was about indoles and how they help with cognitive function and things. And we talked about all these things that are going on in the gut and can improve it. So it gets back to, it's kind of like when people say, what kind of diet should I eat to lose weight? Well, you know, it's the same healthy diet, and it's the same thing that your gut needs, is lots of fiber, a lot of those prebiotics, and feed the good guys. And
eat sauerkraut.
You know, don't put the bad guys in there. Yeah, everybody's into Bragg's apple cider, you know, and that's good for you. It's get that, good, healthy gut health. And just as an observation, Dr. Gammon and I have been doing this many years, but, you know, what, in the last 5-6 years, how many medications have come on by Big Pharma to treat, you know, irritable bowel syndrome, whether it be diarrhea or constipated?
Don't get me started.
Just a bunch, and they're half really dozen expensive. Or so.
Right, and they're hundreds of dollars a month. And, you know, how many of these people, you know, I view IBS as a symptom, not a disease state.
Yep. I agree.
You know, and so you got to get at the root of why is the patient having these symptoms, and it often comes back to what's going on in the gut. The new antibiotic, it's not new, but what's the name of
that? Zyfixin.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's been around for 15, 20 years. It was used in patients with hepatic failure. to clear out ammonia.
What does it do?
Well, it kills back bad guys in your gut. Because it's not absorbed.
Does it kill the good guys too, though?
No. It's preferential to the bad guys that, in the case of a liver patient, that are producing excess amounts of ammonia. But you can treat IBS by, it's temporizing. Sometimes it's permanent. You can treat them and knock the bad guys down or out. And if you bring up enough good guys in the interim, their IBS symptoms go away. So we'll be able to do more specific testing on the gut biome, fecal analysis, and not just say, here's some general things to do for good gut health.
Well, that's really interesting. You bring up the fecal analysis, because we talked about, and I think this is disgusting, a fecal transplant. But now they've just, and we'll talk about this more on a future show, but they have just come out with a probiotic, a very special probiotic you can take, which is the same bugs that live inside of the people who are skinny. So it's a probiotic that will put the right bugs in you. Instead of getting somebody else's fecal material, you can just take the probiotic, the special probiotic. But we'll probably start carrying it soon. But I just wanted to give that little teaser out there. We'll talk about it on a future show.
You know, the other thing about IBS is I've so-called cured so many people with IBS by putting them on a gluten-free diet, which costs nothing to do. So I agree with Mark. IBS is a symptom of something underlying. It could be lactose intolerance, gluten intolerance, or other things.
Yeah.
It's not just that. I mean, it gets back to how many of these other symptoms, headaches, fatigue, et cetera, go back to, poor gut health. So
a lot.
And we were shows kind of on aging and how nutrition affects aging, but as we go through life, it may be one of those that, again, the gut flora would change in an older individual, and what they need to eat to optimize that gut flora is going to be different. And we may find that out down the road.
You always say don't eat bananas, there's too much sugar in them. But there was a new study that came out that bananas actually have that good prebiotic fiber.
But you got to eat the stringy stuff. If you take the string, that's where the fiber is in the stringy stuff.
That's the gross stuff. Who's going to eat that?
Right. I tell them, you can have bananas, just eat the peels.
Ugh.
That's where all the good stuff is. It's the stringy stuff on the banana where the good stuff is, not the meat of the banana.
Now, I know that there's no nutritional value in water, but there is a very important role that water plays in our body, because most of our body is actually made up of water. So if you suffer from migraines or fatigue or mental lack of mental clarity, a lot of times it can be because you're dehydrated. So let's talk about how much water people should be drinking. America's dehydrated. I'm just going to say it.
No question. Well, the rough rule of thumb is you take your weight in pounds. So if you're 150 pounds, you divide it in half. That's 75. And you need 75 ounces of liquid per day.
Yeah. For 200 pounds, water. You need 100 ounces of water.
Yeah. And people that are really obese say they're 300 pounds. That's a lot of water to try and drink, 150 ounces. That's a lot of water.
Yeah, but a lot of times if you're dehydrated, it actually leads to weight gain. So the more you can drink, and you don't want to overdo it, obviously, because there is water intoxication you can have. But the more you drink, the chances are you're going to keep your guts healthy. You're going to keep things moving. Your brain's going to be good. And even if you're overweight, yeah, that's a lot of water. But without it, the dehydration causes constipation, and then you're in bad shape.
Well, I think my point was that if you're obese and it's hard to get the water into you, it creates so many more problems, as you've just indicated.
Yeah.
Well, and interestingly, that's always been one of the main, old throwback diets is, okay, we're going on a weight loss diet, right? What do they tell you to do? Start drinking more water.
More water.
And,
yep.
And it's one of those that they're like, oh, yeah, I'm doing this weight loss. I'm drinking 75 ounces a day of water. And you're like, yeah, I'd be doing that every day anyway. You're just getting up to normal.
You pay somebody to tell you that?
One old guy said, what's your secret to longevity? He says, I drank water until my was clear.
Oh, jeez.
He kind of got it. I mean, that was his secret,
How old was he?
Oh, he was in his 80s. But he was in great health.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an old farmer guy. And
right there, he's a farmer guy. He's living off the land.
He did.
He's getting physical activity.
But he also drank a lot of water. I mean, when he's out working it on the tractor, it was he took his big old jug of water with him every time.
And he probably, even though, we talk about sun and skin cancer, the sun can be good for you. And you need to have at least you know, 10, 15 minutes of good sun exposure without a bunch of, you know, sunscreen slathered all over
you.
He
did have a personal relationship with a dermatologist on a first-name basis.
He probably had more than 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, they didn't know what sunscreen was 50 years ago.
So. You know, the farmers, they get it on their ears and their shoulders, their neck. That's usually the worst places that they would get issues like that. I got to tell everybody, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, Stay Young Media Group, or on Twitter, at Stay Young Media, because we are always tweeting out new studies, links to the show, links to our medical minutes, you name it, it's always there. But don't go away, because when we come back, we're going to have Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Grab a pen, write this number down, 844-WELL-100.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Thank you.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
This whole hour we've been talking about aging gracefully, and if you missed it, you can always follow us on the podcast Staying Young Show 2.0, which comes on after we've aired in your area. And also, don't forget, we had to mention Defender Riddle of the Day coming up, and then you're going to need this phone number, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Oh, we've got a Texas gal today. We've got Becky Elder, and she is the one of the co-authors of Red Thong Strong. You heard me right, Red Thong Strong. It's a great book. I actually ran into these ladies at a Women's Expo. And they have a great little book out full of tons of tips. Are you ready to play with us, Becky?
I am ready. Let's give it a go.
All right. So here's how it works. Doctor's going to go back and forth. They're going to ask you questions. We don't expect you to get them all right. Just have fun with it. But if you do get them right, you're going to play for prizes. So out of the Stay Young vitamin line, we'll send you some Age Support multivitamin. And if you're really good, then we'll send you some Lifeline stem cell cream. Here we go.
Okay.
All right, first question, Becky. If you want to remember something, which should you do? Type it or handwrite it? Which one's going to encourage memory?
Handwrite it, for sure.
That's correct. They've researched this and shown that, I think it's interesting how it's the mechanical motion of your brain having to actually replicate the letters.
It's like muscle memory.
Muscle memory, yep.
Right.
Very good.
Okay, well, that was an easy one. Let's try this one. Eating out regularly for either dinner or breakfast can increase your risk of obesity by what percentage? And I'll give you it multiple choice here. 25%, 57%, or 100%?
Okay. I think that's a trick one. I'm going to say 25%.
It's 100%. 100%. Increased risk of heart attack and obesity by eating out regularly.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
I know, right? I was thinking about that. I was like, oh, no.
I like this one. Finally, an appropriate question for me. True or false, flatulence relief is a good sign that your blood pressure is healthy. So think about all those good farm animals.
Okay, that your blood pressure is healthy?
Yeah, if you're passing gas, or you got good blood pressure or not?
True.
That is true.
Very good.
Woo!
I love it. Hydrogen sulfide, the gas in flatulence, also the same as the gas that relaxes blood vessels. So, great. I can attest that that's a healthy thing now.
Can you wait a few minutes, Mark, please?
Let's not prove it right now.
Sure.
Okay, here's another question for you. One can of soda a day, one can of soda per day, increases your risk of diabetes by what percent? I'm going to give you a multiple choice again. 5%, 17%, or 22%? One can of soda per day.
Well, I certainly do that. I'm going to say the middle one, 17%.
No, it's 22%.
Well, you're certainly not going to be
you
doing that anymore.
You need to change your nutrition, young lady.
Yes, well, I know I do.
Yeah, so he's asking all, let's see, if we go through the drive-thru and have a soda, then we're basically obese and diabetic. Not surprising. Last question. Are there more cases of skin cancer from indoor tanning or more cases of lung cancer from smoking? Which is worse as far as causing cancer? Tanning for skin cancer or smoking for lung cancer?
Tanning for skin cancer.
That's correct. Yep. Researchers estimate that about 419,000 cases of basal and squamous cell carcinoma and 11,000 cases of melanoma each year attributable to indoor tanning.
This is not an excuse to smoke either.
Yeah, that's true. Now they're going to say, well, it could be worse.
I may drink soda, but I don't tan, so good. That's good.
Good for you.
No, you used to drink soda.
No, I still do. It's not going to change me.
Oh, no.
Oh, oppositional defiant disorder. We might have you back when we have our psychiatrist on the show here.
Yeah, ODD.
Okay, so I love this book you've got, this Red Thong Strong. And if you had to just give us one anecdote, like a minute or two out of it, what would you say?
Well, you need to go ahead and read the subtitle because that explains the title.
Oh, true. Red Thong Strong, Girlfriend's Little Secrets to Smoothing Life's Panty Lines.
And it's all about celebrating your girlfriends and how your girlfriends can get you through tough, tough times. And one of the best anecdotes we have is when we had one of our girls, she was our first mother of the bride, and we had to get her ready to go for her big event. And we learned from talking to other mothers of the bride what was the best thing for her to do, to wear, to think, to breathe, to practice in her shoes, and we got through it perfectly. And then, of course, we've had several mothers of the bride since then. But it's all about the support of girlfriends and how important that is at any age.
Yeah, and you know, you tackle so many really neat things in this book. I love it because, you know, that some people may be out there going, oh, that's kind of a frou-frou thing. But you've had, you know, the mothers that have gone through the breast cancer. You've had a lot of different things that you guys have helped each other out through. And it's a really good book. I think people should pick it up. They'll really enjoy it. I think they'll laugh through it. I've read quite a few pages since we met, and I thought, this is pretty funny.
Well, that's why it took us 10 years is because we had two with breast cancer. We had two husbands out of the eight with prostate cancer. We've had several injuries, other illnesses. We've had, of course, many babies, grandbabies born, but we've also experienced, you know, death of our parents and how to deal with aging parents. And so we've run the gamut for sure. And that's why it took us 10 years to actually write the book.
Yeah. Well, in chapter 5, I love this little subtitle, Being Hip, Not Hoochie. And that just says it all.
Yeah, we don't want to wear our daughter's clothes, but we don't want to wear our granny's clothes.
That's right.
So we're in the middle. We're in the middle.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. You've been a terrific contestant, and we really enjoyed having you.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, those percentages got me, but
I know. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to follow up with you. I bet we're going to get you off those sodas.
Off the diet coke. We'll see.
Oh, it's artificial sweetener coke.
That's a whole other.
Oh, my goodness.
It makes it worse.
You're killing your gut biome, girl.
I know. But I've also heard that the caramel coloring also is bad for you in diet coke.
That's the least of the
evils. Well, the good news is you're highly intelligent and you will stop it.
Yeah. No, we have faith in you.
I appreciate your confidence.
All right. Thanks for playing with us. Take care.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Dementia Defender has swooped into the control room with his cape with his double D. Dementia Defender does not drink sodas or artificial sweeteners.
Yes. That's why he's so smart.
This Dementia Defender...
Although he never answers the question, he just asks them. I'm just saying.
This Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, call Charlie at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333. Mark, are you ready?
Ready.
All right. This is a great question. Before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the highest mountain in the world? Let me repeat that. And you're not going to find this Googling it. Before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the highest mountain in the world? Send in your answers.
Okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to call us 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. That's toll free. Or you're going to go to stayyoungamerica.com, and you can follow the Dementia Defender. Contact us there. Remember, you got to get the answer correct. Leave us your name, your address, and your phone number in case we have a question. And we'll send you out a copy of the book if you got it right. Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. See you next week.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. and is covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember